This is Orson Welles speaking. I have 45 seconds to tell you about something I think you'll remember the longest day you live.
Orson Welles has something incredible to tell us about his friend, John Maynard.
A few months ago, he was 6 feet 2 inches tall and weighed 190 pounds. Today, he's 2 inches tall and you can hold him in the palm of your hand.
He may be only 2 inches tall, but John Maynard continues to prove he's the most incredible man in Seattle morning radio.
Incredible, because every hour he gets smaller and smaller.
Incredible, but true. Robin Erickson and John Maynard.
Today, meet Mr. Maynard. Yes, a game where you could win the last of the cash. 307 bones, if you can mind meld with the big brain. That's right. Think what he thinks. See what he sees. With his eyes closed, he will take pen in hand and fill in the blank. If you fill in the same blankety blank that he does, you're going to the bank.
This isn't one of those crazy quiz shows where the hostess tries to make something nasty.
You know what? Every time you've said that, that's what I've done. And you know what? I never even, it didn't even cross my mind.
Yes, it did.
John, it didn't. I thought last week the word was, it was cock blank. And you said cockroach. And I thought you would say either tail or fight. See? But I think that you were thinking of perhaps other things that came to mind later.
I thought you were thinking of other things that came to mind originally.
No.
Bad, deep, dark, nasty thoughts.
No. I haven't even thought of the stinking word today.
Tell me something, John.
Yes.
What is it about you that's so special that you're such a rough and tumble character?
We'll find out in a moment.
Meet Mr. Maynard. Time to phone now. We got the last of the box. 307 could be yours if you can tap what is inside that mighty cranium.
Present, meet Mr. Maynard.
Oh my God.
You're on, Michelle.
Oh my God.
You're on Meet Mr. Maynard. Michelle is a computer specialist with the FAA. Now, Michelle, we're going to find some simpatico between you and Maynard. You are originally from Milwaukee, Oregon, and I believe John has driven through that town.
Do you know where I live, Michelle?
Where?
I lived in Gladstone.
No way.
I swear to God.
That's where my parents lived when I was born.
And there was a drive-in theater, and I used to ride my bike down there, and I'd find to collect beer bottles, you know, and I'd find bad things in the beer bottles.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Hold on a second.
When
did you live when did you live in Gladstone?
I lived there when I was a kid, you know. I told you, I left home early.
I thought you were from Pullman all your life. Was this prior to Pullman?
During. I left for a while. I had to leave town for a while.
Well, I don't blame him.
Yeah. I got a girl in trouble when I was in the eighth grade, and I left.
Oh, he's so funny.
Well, I didn't know she was the one supposed to leave. I left.
All right. Now, I'm not buying any of it. But
okay.
I told you, it's 6 degrees of separation. Everybody knows somebody from... All right, Michelle, now I'm going to give you a phrase, and you simply fill in the blank. You'll have two guesses to match what Maynard has said. Blank, bag. Blank, bag. John has picked up the magic marker now and is writing it down on the mystery board, which will be brought into the control room by Alita Pie Honey Bunch.
Alita Pie Honey Bunch is now bringing the board in.
All right, Michelle, blank,
and in a
bag.
Few minutes, I'll be sawed in half by a beautiful lady.
Fill in the blank.
Paper bag.
Paper bag? Is that amongst his guesses?
No.
It is not.
You have two guesses.
Okay, you have two guesses.
One down, one to go.
How about two bag?
Two bag?
I think she's a two bagger.
What?
All right, just that's a good guess. That's not correct. You're going to have another guess. One more guess just for that beautiful guess.
Well, the first thing that popped into my mind was black bag.
Oh. Hmm?
Yeah.
Alita, I'm so, what was the, what did he write down?
Old bag?
Old bag.
Old bag. Oh, that's good.
Oh, see now? Oh. That's a shame. Well,
so the
jackpot is sitting right where it is.
How about a consolation prize?
Sure. Absolutely. How about a Mr. Clutch hat?
All right, hang on the line here, and we'll take care of you, ma'am. I liked her. Well, I don't know. You know, we're not, you know, it's the end of the money time.
We've had major corporate cutbacks, so we still have a little cash in the vault, but basically, we're living on love.
Well, we ain't living well then, are we? We ain't living well. Charming. Perfect grammar. Mrs. Stark would hit me with her pointer right now.
No, not Mrs. Stark.
Oh, yeah, and she had that big wad of flab
Some
in her arm when she
got to be funnier than they seem on this show.
Back in black. AC/DC.
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this.
Can't you just show me how good you are with your dukes?
I tried to earlier with your smart mouth. You almost got a monkey bump. But you turned just in time.
Oh, you're very lucky this time.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
Right.